This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are joined by Dr. Aaron Nicholas, DDS, practicing dentist, lead coach with the Dental Success Institute, and founder of Monday Morning Dentistry, a company which provides education and training to dentists in a variety of disciplines. Dr. Nicholas, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Good to be on the show and be with you.
You bet, and thanks so much for taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us. So as the baby boomer generation ages, what health issues are or will they experience that will affect their ability to maintain their oral health?
Well, you know, the way I see this, I kind of break them into two different categories. One being a direct impact on their things that directly impact their teeth, their gums, their mouth, things like periodontal disease, things like the side effects from medications that they might be taking, things like side effects from cancer treatments, and just, you know, plain old cavities that that people are still susceptible to. And then for the indirect, I see things more like, you know, as patients get older, sometimes they start to have issues with arthritis, which can affect the dexterity and can affect their ability to keep their mouth clean, or even patients that might unfortunately have had a stroke and that could do the same thing. Can also affect the dexterity and affect their ability to really do a thorough job like maybe they've been doing before in their youth.
And do adults still need to worry about getting cavities?
Yeah, you know, adults seem to think that the cavities is kind of a kid's problem. And adults' issues with cavities are not like kids' issues with cavities. So kids, they eat too much candy, they eat it too frequently, they don't brush, and so they get cavities. And that's the way we all think about it. But adults have sort of a different issue. Well, first off, even some adults will end up chewing a lot of gum or always having mints in their mouth because of a dry mouth side effect from medication or cancer treatment. And that's kind of the way that they've chosen to stimulate their salivary flow so they don't have a dry mouth all the time. So in that case, it is just like a kid. You know, those mints have sugar in them, or that gum that's not sugarless has sugar in it and can cause those same kind of cavities. But then for adults, there's also the added stresses of kind of where they're getting their water from. You know, most communities in the United States now have fluoridation in the water, but when was the last time you got a glass of water out of the tap? Most people I know are drinking bottled water, and virtually none of the companies that bottle water have fluoride in that bottled water. So there's a great source of fluoridation in the water coming out of the tap, and we're not really drinking that. We're really more using the bottled water. And then add to that there is the same issues about flossing, and a lot of times folks will say, well, you know, I've never flossed, I've never had a cavity, and so things are okay. But as we age, our body ages, and the way our body responds to things age, and so that can start to be an issue. And flossing is a good idea for other reasons other than cavities, but certainly for cavity prevention. And then as we get older, people can start having problems with acidity and acid reflux, and those sorts of things can bring acids into the mouth from the gastrointestinal tract, from the stomach. And that can actually be a significant source of demineralization of parts of the tooth and the start of cavities.
Certainly helpful information and some things to ponder on. Now, what about gum disease? Is it a significant problem, and how can gum disease be avoided?
So gum disease is one of those things you hear a lot about, but the extent to which it's a problem in the United States, I think a lot of times people don't quite get. So the studies say that 50% of people that are 30 years old, which is relatively young, have some form of gum disease, either kind of the precursor, the gingivitis, which is completely reversible, or full-blown gum disease where they've had some recession, that sort of thing. And then once the population ages, you get up to 65 years old and older, and they have full-blown gum disease, 70% of the population. So that's more than half of the population is going to have gum disease. Up till now, we've kind of thought about gum disease as the thing that makes the teeth get kind of loose and wiggly, and the thing that can cause you to lose teeth. But gum disease, when you look at it in its kind of purest form, is a chronic infection in part of the body. And so it is actually the most common chronic infection and source of inflammation in adults in the United States. And the thing that makes that even more significant, other than the loss of teeth, is that that inflammation and that infection can actually double the risk of having cardiovascular disease and all of the other issues that go along with that. So while, yes, it's good for your teeth, we're also finding out that it's really good for whole body health to make sure that we're cleaning in between the teeth as well as the fronts, the backs, and the tops that we normally think of.
I know that kids get fluoride treatments, but recently my own dentist has been recommending this for me as well. Is this really necessary?
Okay. Well, the short answer is yes, but let's talk about why yes. So at this age, when you're talking about baby boomers, when you're talking about people who are getting older, if you look back at their parents, they had significant amounts of tooth loss, if not complete loss of teeth. Okay. And certainly their grandparents for sure had a lot more edentulism. But now as adults are keeping their teeth longer and longer, okay, and a lot of times they're having more, they're going to have more issues with recession and that sort of thing just by virtue of the fact they still have their teeth. So when you have recession around the root of the tooth, now the root's exposed. The root is soft, much softer than the enamel of the tooth, which is the part that we see on the teeth, the nice and pearly white. But when the gum pulls down, you get that kind of that yellowish area, and that's the root of the tooth. It's much softer, and it's much more susceptible to getting cavities. So couple that with the lack of drinking water that has fluoride in it. Couple that with the presence of a lot more dental work for adults just simply because they've been alive longer, and their teeth have been working a lot longer, and they're going to have more issues and have had more dental work. Well, the edges of dental work, we make them as smooth as we can. But that's an area where stuff can kind of pool and sit, and you can start to get some demineralization, which could be the start of a cavity. So by doing a fluoride treatment, by having a fluoride treatment, it helps to remineralize those areas and kind of reverse that damage that's starting to happen. Also, we had talked previously about having dry mouth and an increase in acidity from gastrointestinal kind of things from the stomach. And again, that's something that can start to demineralize part of the tooth. And by getting these fluoride treatments, the adults can reduce the amount of cavities that they're susceptible to. There's a lot of studies out there that show that folks that don't get fluoride treatments will get 2 to 3 times more cavities and have 2 to 3 times more issues with decay than folks that do. So it's a relatively inexpensive procedure and certainly worth the investment.
And thank you for that advice today. We are joined by Dr. Aaron Nicholas, DDS, practicing dentist, lead coach with the Dental Success Institute and founder of Monday Morning Dentistry, a company which provides education and training to dentists in a variety of disciplines here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Nicholas, how often does one need to brush and floss to maintain their teeth?
So, twice a day would be nice, but the other question is not only how often, but when. So let's say that you're gonna brush twice a day. You brush right before you go to bed, brush and floss. You go to bed, you get up in the morning, you brush and floss again, and then you go throughout your day. Well, if everything was clean before you went to bed, nothing's happened while you were asleep. You get up, you clean again, and then you go, you have breakfast, and you go through the rest of the day. So that's almost like doing it once. Whereas if you wait, do it after breakfast, brush and floss after breakfast, now your teeth are going to be clean much longer portion of the day. So, 8 hours while you slept, you get up, you have breakfast, and it's probably another 5 or 6 hours before you have another meal. So now 8, 13 hours a day. So at least half your day, your teeth are clean and in good shape. As far as the flossing goes, you want to do that at least once a day just to prevent gum disease. It's also helpful for reducing the amount of cavities. Bacteria between your teeth will kind of start to create damage, what we call colonize. They kind of get together and gang up on the tissues in your mouth. And it takes about 24 hours for that to happen. So if you get in there once a day, break that up, keep it from colonizing and starting to cause that damage, then that will help a lot with the gum disease. With the decay, you want to make sure you don't have stuff stuck between the teeth. So twice a day, but make sure you're looking at when you're doing those things, because that can make you more or less effective.
Also, I've never really gotten into the flossing habit myself. What if I just brush with an electric toothbrush? Is that good enough?
Certainly an electric toothbrush will get more done in the 2 to 3 minutes that we want you to brush every day than a handheld brush, simply because it's moving and moving much faster than your hand will for that 2 to 3 minutes. And by the way, 2 to 3 minutes is sort of the standard minimum that we want someone to brush. For comparison, the average in the U.S. is 30 seconds. So with a clock, that's the best way to make that happen. But that only cleans about 60 to 70% of the tooth. So you still have the stuff in between that's sticky that you need to mechanically move off of there. Now, there has been some research coming out recently that's showing that the water pick does a nice job of getting that clean. So between the electric toothbrush, a power brush, and the water pick, that we're seeing some really nice results. So if I have patients that just, you know, I've just never been able to get into that habit, if there's something else, then we switch from immediately to the water pick, and we're seeing a big improvement in oral hygiene at that point.
Interesting response there. Now, I've also never had a cavity. Do I still need to floss even if I haven't had a cavity?
So yes is the short answer. Both because as you get older, your body changes, and the things that are affecting your teeth changes versus, you know, medication, conditions that you may develop, anything that might create a dry mouth, not drinking fluoridated water because we're drinking bottled water, all those sorts of things can create a change. So you can't go, well, what happened in the past is the way things are going to go forward. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Okay. But then secondarily, because of the thing we talked about before, you want to break up that bacteria that's forming, that's colonizing in between the teeth, and get that out of there. So it's not just for cavities, it's also for the inflammation and the infection that's starting between the teeth that could turn into periodontal disease.
Lastly, Dr. Nicholas, does my oral health affect the rest of my body? Certainly want to hear your take on that.
Yeah, I think that we all sort of innately think, sure, it's connected to the rest of the body, it should affect the rest of the body, but there has been a lot of research until recently. Now what we're finding is that the bacteria in the mouth, they are starting to find in blood clots, in a number of things that have caused heart attack, stroke, that sort of thing. So they're actually looking at the bacteria from clots, culturing it, and finding out that that bacteria came from the mouth. So much so that they're thinking that up to 50% of heart attacks are set off by oral bacteria and oral fluid inflammation that has then gone to other parts of the body. So for sure, we know it does, and now we actually are starting to have the research to prove that it does, and so it's becoming a much bigger deal, and the flossing especially, but it's becoming a much bigger deal to keep the mouth clean, to keep it infection and inflammation free, and we know that that does affect the rest of our body and how the rest of the things stack up and happen to the rest of our system.
Well, Dr. Nicholas, it certainly has been great to have had you. Thanks for all the information shared here today. So we can all apply this and put those into practice, some of the advice that you gave us here today, immediately. So that's always good. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details and how could one be in touch?
Probably the best way to get in touch with me personally is to shoot me an email. And my email address is anicholasdds@gmail.com. So that's anicholasdds@gmail.com. You can always go on my website, which is Nicholas, spelled the same again, Nicholas, dentalcare.com. And then if you were a dentist and wanted to look at the training videos and things that we have, you could go on mondaymorningdentistry.com, just mondaymorningdentistry.com, and you can even send me an email from there.
Easy enough. Again, Dr. Nicholas, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Aaron Nicholas, DDS, practicing dentist, lead coach with the Dental Success Institute, and founder of Monday Morning Dentistry, a company which provides education and training to dentists in a variety of disciplines. And for more information, simply visit nicholasdentalcare.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.